I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's a Monday. That means we get to talk business with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson. Good day to you.
Good day to you, Alan.
Last week, we started our segment talking about, guess what, Dudley Webb and the Centerpoint Project, and we're going to do it again because this past week, we had the Courthouse Area Design Review Board getting a look and voting on the revised plans for this complex, and you attended that hearing. So what were your impressions of the way things went?
Well, the big news that came out of that is what we had heard about as being one hotel with some sort of Marriott brand is going to actually now be two hotels on that block. As it was described by attorney Darby Turner, it was going to be an extended stay type hotel that is going to be housed inside the initially proposed apartment building. There'll still be the apartment building that will now be 12 stories, five of which will belong to the hotel, and it will be, according to Dudley Webb, a Marriott-branded hotel. And according to the Marriott's website, that means it's either going to be a Residence Inn or a Town Place Suites. Those are the only two of their 16 brands that list extended stay in the description. So we can expect to find out in the next few weeks which one of those hotels is going to be locating there, as well as which one of the Marriott brands is going to be in the other hotel building. And all we know at this point is it's not going to be a JW Marriott, which the Webbs had initially hoped was going to be the case.
You've covered this story almost from the beginning. Have you ever seen a situation where things change as much as they do, possibly from week to week?
At this point in my career, I'd say this is the longest story I've ever covered. We're talking about 2008 when these buildings went down in plans for this to go up. And so that's 6 years already at this point. And the hope is to have the first building, the office building, open by late May, early June of next year. And then the other buildings coming online later that fall. And so, yeah, at this point, there have been a lot of changes in the process. But at the same time, there hadn't been anything actually happening on the block since their demolition happened until a few months ago when they started digging the hole.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the worst kept secret, possibly, about this project, and that would be a restaurant, a famous Cincinnati-based restaurant, coming to Lexington.
Look at the pride of you, the Cincinnati boy mentioning that. That's right, Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse. And I would even say that it's not much of a secret, or was never actually a secret. Something that I reported 12 months ago that Ruby's was coming to that block, and that was because he tweeted last May, "It's official, Jeff Ruby's is coming to Lexington." And they said exactly where it was going to be. And then this past week at Thursday Night Live, there was a surprise event with Jeff Ruby. It was a press release we got that it turned out he was signing the lease and making official what he made official 12 months ago. So that is also expected to open up in around late spring, summertime of next year.
Moving on to another topic, we have the situation involving Fortune High Tech Marketing. Talk about that.
This was a company that's considered a multi-level marketing company, or as the FTC and attorney generals here in Kentucky and elsewhere have deemed it, a pyramid scheme. This was shut down last year in January by federal and state officials and has not been opened back up since. But in that time, this past week, it was announced that there has been a settlement made with state and federal officials that will allow a $7.75 million asset turnover, mainly from the estate of the company's founder, who has since passed away, and that was Paul C. Orbison, a local Lexington businessman, and some of the other executives will also be turning over some assets towards a $169 million overall judgment against the company that was deemed a pyramid scheme. Attorney General Conway called it a classic pyramid scheme in every sense of the word, unquote. But in a release from the estate of Paul Orbison and another one of the executives, Tom Mills, it says, "We deny all of the allegations made by the government in this case. In order to avoid the additional emotional stress and costs of likely years of litigation, we felt it was our best interest and in the interest of others to put this behind us and settle this matter." So at this point, it's over. The state has said that's a pyramid scheme while they're denying it, but have made a settlement with the government despite that.
And this last little bit is rather unpleasant, and it involves pigs, and I'm going to let you talk about it.
Yeah, we've got an article coming up in our next edition, which is released later this week, about an epidemic that's affecting pig farmers here in Kentucky, the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, which is nearly 100% deadly to piglets under the age of 14 days. And at this point, the best way to treat this virus, which there is no vaccine for, is something called feedback, which is exactly how it sounds. The state veterinarian has said it's not very treatable, And feedback practice is one of the most effective measures in stopping this disease. And what that entails is the feces and or intestines of pigs that have died from the disease being fed to pregnant sows to help inoculate the piglets inside as well as the other pigs. And it is a not very pleasant sounding thing, but apparently that is what happens as a pig farmer you do to keep your pigs from dying. And so the state legislature looked at a bill earlier this year that did not end up passing, which would have barred undercover video from groups like the Humane Society of the United States, which earlier this year filmed a Kentucky farmer doing exactly this. And while it's conceded that it's not illegal, that it's not something that is against food regulations, it is not necessarily something that people want to talk all that much about because it's somewhat stomach churning.
And with that, we will leave it for this week. Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest again on BizLex Chat. Have a good one.
Thanks so much.